Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Skywatch for Tuesday, July 24th. Saddle up, but take your time with early calls and chores. The moon wrestles with Pluto and opposes jumpy Uranus at 6:26 a.m. early Tuesday morning. This is a grumpy pair, but green lights come on immediately past this moment as a series of positive planetary aspects fill the heavens for the rest of the day. Yes. The moon trines optimistic Jupiter at 7:15 a.m. and sextiles retrograde Mercury 15 minutes later. Luna travels on to meet fired-up Mars in the heavens just as Mercury makes a welcome sextile to lucky Jupiter at 12:15 p.m., just past high noon. Sextiles blend energies and bring times of opportunity. So this is a very good day to network and to get in touch with people who can help you. Retrograde planets typically bring folks and situations back from the past, and thus it wouldn't surprise me if something positive in your history resurfaces today. Evening skies are friendly. Reach out as times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Good morning and welcome to Seeing Beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen. We've been bringing you this inspiring program now for over 23 years, and I'm so glad that our guest this hour, Lynn McGonigal, said yes. You're going to love her personal story and the work that Spirit has led her to do. You know, this seems to be a common theme song among the guests on Seeing Beyond. I know it's part of my own story where we have people on the air who've had a whole different life, and all of a sudden they get tapped by Spirit to do the work that they've actually come here to do. So you're going to love Lynn McGonigal's story. She is the Physical Dimension founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method. They call it LHM. Higher Dimension Healers taught her this system of angelically guided energy healing in a process that was triggered by, sadly, her brother's death in January of 1990. So we're going to be hearing that story. We're going to be hearing about Lynn's healing work, and we're going to be inspiring people just like you and me that we can do something different to make a difference. Lynn, it's so good to have you here with us. And, you know, we've got a full segment of Seeing Beyond for you to really, what I say, fall back into your personal story. I know that when I was teaching high school, I used to say to my students, don't tell me, show me. There's so much about the story that we can relate to. So please, welcome to Seeing Beyond and tell us your story.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's really nice to be here with you today. So I would like to just start this conversation by saying I was a normal person. I was a CPA, actually. I was a partner in an accounting firm. I had
Can't be more normal than that.
I know. It was so mainstream. I was raised in a scientific family. My dad's a medical doctor. My mother is a mathematician. You know, it was just
so mainstream and so left brain.
So very left-brained, very left-brained, and linear. So I was just going along like that, having a nice, normal life. And then, see, my brother had been really sick for a long time before he died. And he had even had one of those death and revival experiences, and it wasn't a classic go to the light experience, but it was something that occurred where he realized that even though his body was dead, that he was still there. And how could that be? You see, we were not raised with a strong spiritual belief. Our belief was, when you die, you're dead. Worms eat your body. Mm-hmm. And so that wasn't what was happening for him. So in the month or so in between the time that happened and when he actually died, he had promised me that if there was something after death, and if he could come back and tell me about it, that he would. So then he died, and that was really difficult. And about 3 weeks later, Bonnie, I wish I could say that I was engaged in deep meditation or at least doing something spiritual. But the truth is I was throwing out the junk mail. I walked into the laundry room with my junk mail. I looked out the window, which was maybe 6 feet away, and he was standing right outside the window just with his big goofy grin on his face because he'd spent his life playing practical jokes on me, and he knew that it was a good one. And I dropped the junk mail and ran away. I didn't handle it well at all. But it scared me so badly, you see, that I refused to talk to him then. I was just too afraid. But it got my attention in a way that nothing else could have. And when I calmed down, I realized definitely he was still here. And definitely, if I could figure out how, I could still keep the relationship going. So a process began that I did not understand at the time. And you could pretty much take that sentence and insert it into every single stage of my story, is that I didn't know what was going on at the time. In retrospect, it's clear. So at this stage, what was happening was he was showing me how to reach the higher dimensions. That first time, he came all the way down to Earth plane so that I could see him with my physical eyes standing outside my laundry room window. And after that, he didn't come down as far, but he came down far enough that if I was paying really close attention, I could feel him. The hair on my arm would go up, and I would know he was there. And I learned how to relate to him. And so I started to realize that not only was he still there, but that he had a better perspective on my life than I did. He had a lot more wisdom. Don't get me wrong. I loved him when he was in a body, but he had a lot more wisdom out of body than he did in body. So I started asking him for help with just a little normal details of life. What do I do with this work situation? How do I handle this home situation? What's the best route to go on this decision? And about 15 months into it, I realized in hindsight that he had been getting frustrated with me for a while, but I didn't understand that. And finally that day, critical day, he said to me, "You're just missing it. You're missing the whole thing." And he turned sideways and disappeared, which apparently we can do when we're dead. And then when he wasn't there for me to focus on, I noticed there are all these other people wherever I was, which I didn't know where I was, that I had never noticed before. And it took me a long time to figure it out, but finally I realized where I was up above the astral planes in what I now call the plane of the guides. It's where the guides hover right above the astral planes to help us. And whether we call them guardian angels or spirit guides doesn't matter. We all have these wonderful beings that are connected with us and know everything about us and are there to help us. So this was back in 1991. I noticed the guides. Because I had noticed them, they could start to relate with me directly, and they started teaching me what at the time I thought were cool energy tricks. So disrespectful. But in retrospect, I realized they were teaching me a healing method, actually the system that we now call the Lightworkers Healing Method. And that process probably took about 3 years, where they were just training me, and I was applying it in my life and with my children and with my husband and learning and growing, and it was transforming my experience of life. It was like this whole new world had opened up that had been going on all along, but I didn't know anything about it. I was a CPA, you know?
Yeah.
It was just amazing experience of, oh, my gosh, there's so much happening here. So then, about 1994, I started getting the messages where they were saying, "You're not doing your work in the world. Sell your business. This isn't what you're supposed to be doing." And Bonnie, I would like the record to show that I never said no. I just said, let me handle this first. Yes, I'll do that. Yes, yes. But first, let me find the right person to step into my shoes. Let me just make sure that I can sell my practice for enough to fund my retirement. Let me just get through this next tax season. Yada, 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 yada. And what happened after about 5 years of that is I got sick. I got very sick. I was disabled for 2 years with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, the disease of chronic pain and mental confusion and exhaustion. And I couldn't do anything. I just went to bed, and I sold my business, and I was sick.
Well, I guess that proved the old adage that if we don't listen to spirit, spirit will do something to get our attention.
You know, spirit starts subtly, quietly, gets progressively louder and louder and louder and more forceful until we don't have any other choice.
That's just amazing. And we're going to be coming back from this first break, and we're going to be talking with Lynn McGonigal about the next part of this story. Imagine being a person who, I'm sure you, Lynn, prided yourself in your efficiency, your ability to think and help other people with their taxes and their financial planning and all of that, and then to be bedridden, but knowing that there was something beyond. So I hope you can stay tuned to listen to the rest of this story. And by the way, Lynn McGonigal has a great book that you're going to want to read. It's called The Lightworker's Healing Method, Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. Notice she doesn't say who your mom and dad want you to be or who your favorite professor wants you to be, but what your soul wants you to be. This is a how-to manual for this unique system of angelically guided energy healing. And three chapters are freely available on the website. Be sure and check out Lynn's website, lightworkersmethod.com. And can people get this also on Amazon and at bookstores?
Very soon. Any day now it will be available on Amazon and in bookstores.
All right, great. Well, three chapters are freely available to you at lightworkersmethod.com. Lynn also has a freely shared online introductory class. Lynn, we have 1 minute. What's that about?
Well, basically, the introductory class is an 80-minute long version of an explanation. We go over the overview of the Lightworkers Healing Method. It's an experiential process. We do what we call an opening process of creating sacred space. We help people understand that. Then we go into an energy transmission, which is, you could think of it as affirmative prayer on steroids, where we draw down higher dimension help and healing for the people who are taking the online class. And then we have exercises in working with subtle energy, and we end the class with a visit to the higher dimensions to meet your personal guides and angels and to receive healing directly.
And so our listeners can simply, they can get that for free on your
free.
Website, is that correct?
That's correct.
I love that. What an offering from you and the angels to our Seeing Beyond listeners. So put out your website again for our listeners who want to check it out and be able to not only get three chapters of your book, but also this 80-minute free online introductory class.
Thank you. It's lightworkersmethod.com, LightWorkersRes, method, MethOd.com.
All right, lightworkersmethod.com. Hey, the good news is that Lynn McGonigal is coming to our listening area the beginning of November, so we'll be talking about that too. I told you this was a fascinating story. We'll be back, I promise you, seeing beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen. Therapeutic hypnosis. You've heard about it. You've read about it. It changes lives. As a certified hypnotherapist, you can make a difference in your own life and in the lives of others. To learn more about this valuable training, you're invited to a free open house on Wednesday, August 1st at 6:45 p.m. at my alma mater, the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. So call them at 650-321-6419 to register. That's 650-321-6419. Or visit them online at pasoh.com. All of that information, of course, is listed on the guest page on our Seeing Beyond website.
This Wednesday, Eric Pearl will be at East West Bookstore in Mountain View to reconnect us with the new frequencies of healing. On Thursday, Robert Lippman teaches us a safe and effective way to control breathing disorders. And this weekend, we are very excited to welcome the Tibetan Buddhist monks of Jimei Tantric Monastery, who will share Tibetan art and cultures for 9 days as part of their Art of Compassion 2012 fundraising tour. Don't miss the opening ceremony on Saturday morning. More details at eastwest.com.
Stripped of everything he held dear, executive position, money, status, and most importantly, family, Don Mortesini realized life was over as he knew it as a stockbroker. As vice president of Dean Witter & Company, he learned the brutal truth of the old adage, there is no free lunch on Wall Street. Don had earned his success the hard way, long hours and hard work. He knew the challenges of holding a demanding job while parenting and partnering during good and bad times. The reward for his efforts was over. The good life has been cut short. Don Mortesini has a wonderful book out that tells his story and helps other people who are going through such profound change in their lives right now. It's called Princes and Ogres, Integration of Psyche and Soul. And you can, when you buy that from his website, donmortesini.com, he'll pay the shipping and packaging, and you'll also receive a free 15-minute meditation tape that will serve you in good and difficult times. His website, DonMortesini.com. That's DonMortesini.com. I so highly recommend this book. Our guest this hour is Lynn McGonigal. She is the Physical Dimension founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method. They call that LHM. Higher dimension healers taught her this system of angelically guided energy healing in a process that was triggered, as she said earlier, by her brother's death, and that was in January of 1990. LHM drew Lynn out of her first successful career as a partner in a public accounting firm and into the healing arts. And listen to this. To date, Lynn has invested 22 years in training with higher dimension healing beings, 12 years in practicing LHM full-time with thousands of clients, and 5 years in teaching the method to others. And that was one of the things that Lynn emphasized with me over and over again when we talked before the program, and that was the fact that this is not something that's her gift only. It is a teachable skill. Lynn, it is so good to have you here on Seeing Beyond. And so here you were. You remind me so much of myself back in those years. I called myself Miss Responsibility. Yes, yes, yes. You'd follow spirit as soon as you got the baby taken care of. My mother used to say, you can all go out and play as soon as the housework is done. And I used to say, but Mom, the housework is never done. So, here you are. You're saying to spirit, okay, you're bargaining with spirit, which is kind of funny in itself. And you're bargaining and saying, okay, well, as soon as I can get a partner who's going to pay me enough so I can retire, or as soon as I get the tax season over with, I've got to get all these ribbons tied up in a nice little bow before I hand the package over. Well, that wasn't what spirit had in mind for you. So I got to ask you, I mean, looking back on it now, as you're so healthy today physically, did you feel like spirit gave you this illness, this chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia?
I never felt like spirit gave me the disease. I was really clear that I had created it by delaying and that it was my responsibility to take care of things and that I just had dropped the ball. I knew that. It was just, I was afraid because I couldn't understand what it was they wanted me to do. I didn't have any frame of reference for it. I wasn't saying, I won't do what you want me to do. I was saying, I can't tell what it is you want me to do. Mm-hmm. I'll do what you want me to do, but I can't tell what it is, which is exactly what fear and resistance do. When we're most afraid, we can't even hear it. When we're most in resistance, we can't hear it. And really, I just didn't have the frame of reference. I didn't even know this world existed.
Right, and I asked you the question the way that I did because I really wanted to emphasize to listeners that you were not being punished because you weren't understanding or hearing fully, but rather it was so much in your destiny, so much what your soul had already decided for yourself, that you could not physically survive without taking on this next mission.
That's exactly it. none of us are ever punished. There's no harshness. There's only love and so much support. They are so dedicated, they, the higher dimension beings, the guides, the angels, they're so dedicated to us doing what we really came here to do that they just pull out all the stops.
Mm-hmm. Just amazing.
Yeah.
So how did you find out more about it? I mean, here you were fuzzy-headed even. You couldn't even think. How did they communicate with you, and how did you learn this lightworkers healing method?
Well, they had been teaching me cool little energy tricks all along. I didn't understand that that was what they were for. So when I got sick, the first thing I did was start with Western medicine because that was my frame of reference. My dad was a doctor. Western medicine can do nothing for those types of disorders because they're energy malfunctions. And mm-hmm. what they basically say is, well, you must be depressed. Here, take these pills. Our society isn't saying, look, you're not living your life.
Right.
So I started, yes, I started with that, but it did nothing and just slid down the slope into strange, you know, chiropractics, which was a walk on the wild side for me at the time, believe me.
Uh-huh.
Which is so funny looking back at it, and acupuncture and therapeutic touch and Reiki and raw foods and juicing and yoga. You know, I just did everything I could find. And some things helped a tiny bit and other things didn't do anything at all. And finally I realized the only door that was open to me to get from where I was, which was down and out, back to health, was to try these cool little energy tricks. They had been my guides. They had been teaching me. And so finally, I started practicing with real focus, not playing around anymore. I was trying to get back to life, you know, living life again. And I got better. It wasn't instant, I have to say honestly. I was really not very skilled in those days, unfortunately. But it happened, and finally I realized, wow, I'm better. And then I knew that they wanted me to help other people in this same way, but I was afraid. I didn't know how to explain it. There was just this barrier of fear between me still and where I needed to be until my friend Jane had this recurring ankle sprain. It just kept spraining over and over again, and one day she's telling me about it, and all I could see was that fatal snake bite in another life, and I knew that wasn't helping the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I just couldn't stay quiet anymore. You know those moments when spirit's really pushing you?
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, I think I can help you with it, and God bless her open-mindedness, she just plopped down on my couch and put her foot up and let me have at it. 20 minutes later, her eyes are big as saucers. She sits up and says, where did you learn to do that? And I thought, yeah, I'm not going to tell you because they will lock me up in the loony bin.
Mm-hmm.
She told someone who told someone who told someone, and by the time the fifth total stranger called, I realized, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. So I started doing healing work. When I really started actively engaging with other people is when I went from, I'd call it 60% well to 100% full vibrant health. And because when we help others with this method, we help ourselves. There's this amazing paradox of simultaneous healing that happens.
You know, Lynn, as you were telling that part of the story, I got this image of somebody trying to drive a car with the brake partially on. And as soon as you found out what you, as soon as you found out what your work was, the brake got released and you were able to go full forward. I love that story. That is so great. But then, of course, as powerful as you were, as much as you wanted to give this gift that seems to be just unlimited, kept the gift that kept on giving, you realized that as one person, you could only do so much. And so how did you find out, or how were you guided that this could be a teachable skill?
I would not call it figure out or guided. I would call it pushed.
Okay. Off the cliff.
Push off the cliff, because here's where I was about 2007, about 5 years ago. I love my life. The life of an energy worker, I don't think you can get a better life than that. You start your day in joy, and things get better and better and better, and by the end of the day, there's so much light and love everywhere. You just feel like you're one with the all that is, which, of course, we are, and we really can feel that viscerally. So I was loving my life, and I felt like I was doing my mission and that I was helping people with the real issues of life and watching people's lives transform and watching diseases go away, and it was just this miraculous world. Wonderful experience. I was happy. I was happy. I'm a quiet, actually introverted person, and so it was a lovely, peaceful life. And then it started again. You're not doing your work in the world. And I have to say, quite honestly, my reaction was, are you joking? Did you not see? I sold my business. Look what I'm doing. How could this not be my work in the world? What do you mean? And God bless them, the guides are so brutally honest that they just laid on the line. They said, honey, we did not go through all this effort just for you. And so I understood that they wanted me to teach it, but I had no idea how. I said, is this even a transferable skill set? How do you teach something like this? And they said, well, hello, we taught it to you. And that was a good point. That was a good point. If I could learn it, you know, an accountant can learn this. It sounds like a joke, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. An energy healing accountant. So I knew they were right. So I started really small. I had three people that I selected from my client base, really, and I thought maybe these people could learn it. And so I worked with them in a mentor, apprentice kind of situation. And to my amazement, they did get it. So that let me gather up the courage to have a small little class of eight people in May of 2009, and they got it too. And so that's when I started teaching regular classes, and I've taught this curriculum, I don't know, 30, 40 times now, and everybody gets, not the full curriculum, 30 or 40 weekend workshops going through the full course.
I love the fact that this is not just your gift, but that it is transferable, that others can learn it. And as I said earlier, Lynn is coming to our listening area. That's right. It's an upcoming weekend classes. It's the Ions Retreat Center in the Bay Area. Level 1 is November 3rd through the 4th and includes channeling guides, angels, light beings, and divine healing energy. So we're going to be coming back from this break. We're going to be talking about these classes that you can be taking in November. I asked Lynn to be on this summer so that you can put it on your calendar, because I know you're going to want to attend this. And luckily, she's coming out here to our listening area just so that you won't have to travel clear across the United States to where she is. Now, in the meantime, there is a practitioner who is available for helping you. Her name is Lucy Belknap, and she is offering you, Seeing Beyond listeners, hear this, a free session with her. She is the only one trained in the San Francisco Bay Area in the LHM method. She's a certified practitioner, and this is offered, a free session with Lucy, to the first 10 callers. So experience this method for yourself. Lucy can be reached by phone at 510-847-8393. That's 510-847-8393. Well, we've got more. I told you, Lynn is so fascinating. Again, Lynn McGonigal, the author of The Light Workers Healing Method, Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. We've got more. Stay with us as we continue to see beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen. Do you realize chiropractic can help you with so much more than physical pain? From weight loss, allergies, headaches, chronic sports-related injuries, and, of course, spinal care, all can be treated with chiropractic. If you can relate to any of these issues, it's all taken care of at Lancer Chiropractic, where they take a holistic approach to wellness by dealing with a wide variety of physical, psychological, spiritual, and emotional issues with compassion and strength. Call today to book your appointment with Lancer Chiropractic in Sunnyvale, 408-245-5454, 408-245-5454. 5454. Dr. Wendy Lancer, Bonnie Colleen's chiropractor. You can also visit their website at lancerchiropractic.com.
Too often, health care becomes disease care. But what if you had the tools to heal yourself, your loved ones, and the planet, and the knowledge to use those tools? Tune in every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. to The Road Less Traveled, where you will meet cutting-edge, innovative practitioners who are committed to supporting your quest for total health. Join your hosts, David Stouter and Elise Marie Kirk, at our new time, Thursdays at 6 a.m., right here on KEST 1450 and on the web at trltradio.com.
Good morning. This is Bonnie Colleen. Have you noticed? We've got new and expanded hours for our radio program, Seeing Beyond, which has been broadcasting nonstop for 23.5 years. So for more information about where you can find us, including our morning drive hours, go to www.seeingbeyond.com. The Lightworkers Healing Method, or LHM, has an exceptional goal for an energy healing modality to align us with our soul's life purpose. It's both a spiritual growth vehicle and a healing system that resonates with healers and serious spiritual seekers. LHM improves the present by working with both past and future, as well as higher dimension guides, angels, and light beings in a unique and powerful process. The good news is you can learn this yourself. Okay, I wanted you to be on, Lynn, because even though, you know, this is the summertime, I wanted you to be on telling people about what you're going to be doing out here in the beginning of November, because I want them to put it on their calendars, get the kids, the dogs taken care of, perhaps take the weekend off, whatever it takes, they want to be there. You're going to be at the IONS Retreat Center in the Bay Area, and Level 1, November 3rd and 4th, Level 2, December 1st and 2nd. So talk about how in the world can you teach something that was given to you as a gift?
Yes. Here's the thing, Bonnie. We all are born with this gift. We're all actually born with it. We come with the ability to be vessels for spirit. There's absolutely no doubt. And we forget it, but we can remember it again. And so this is a process of helping people remember again how to do this, how to open up to the higher dimension healers, how to act as channels for the higher dimension healers. And when we learn how to do that, miracles happen in our presence that we could never do. It's not us doing this. It's spirit doing this. And we simply learn to act as channels. The avatars, the higher dimension beings who created this method, also laid out the curriculum. They told me what to do. They've told me step by step for 22 years what to do, and I'm very grateful for that, because without that, life would be tough. And then I look around me and I remember that that is how it is for many people in our society. They're not consciously aware of the guidance that's here for all of us and the healing and help that's here for all of us. So through these classes, it's a series of cycles where we explain a concept, and then there's an energy transmission, and this is the key, where we bring forth help from guides, the angels, the spirits, the light beings that people call angels to help with healing, so that we as human vessels can work effectively as part of the healing team. And then we help people experience the energy for themselves, talking them through experiential processes. You can think of them as guided meditations, and where they actually shift the energy inside of themselves first so they know what it feels like. Then we do demonstrations so that they can see it, what they're getting ready to practice, and then comes the practice segments where people pair up and they practice the skill on themselves. We come with a full teaching team, and we support people learn, and everyone gets it. Everyone gets it. It's the most incredible thing. When I see that happening, Bonnie, it's so clear that something's going on here, and it isn't me. There is no way I could teach this. You see, this is something that wants to be expressed in the world. This healing art wants to be expressed, and it is coming forth.
So you're going to be teaching Level 1, November 3rd through the 4th, Level 2, December 1st through the 2nd. This is the ION Retreat Center in the Bay Area. How can people find out more about this, and how can they register, Lynn?
The best way is to go to our website, lightworkersmethod.com. There's a lot of information there. I would encourage people to take the 90-minute class, experience a transmission, experience the Meet the Guides exercise, see how you resonate with it, and then you can register right there.
I love that. And by the way, Lynn McGonigal's website, lightworkersmethod.com, is linked right there on the calendar section of the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. So we do this for all of our guests. We try to make this as easy for you as possible. Just go to seeingbeyond.com. Yes, that's the name of the radio program, seeingbeyond.com. There at the top, you'll see calendar. Click on that, and you'll see this week's schedule. Go to today's date, and you'll see information that you need for Lynn McGonigal. Now, I am just amazed by this generous offering from Lucy Belknap. She is the only San Francisco Bay Area LHM certified practitioner, and she is offering a free session to the first 10 callers who call her at 510-847-8393. 510-847-8393. Why don't you, Lynn, introduce Lucy to our listeners and let them know what happens with a session, and can this be done over the telephone, or do they need to see Lucy in person?
Thank you. First, Lucy's name is spelled interestingly. It's actually, the K is silent, so it's pronounced Belknap as if the K isn't there, but I called it Belknap also when I first saw the name.
Belknap. Okay, got it.
Yes, and Lucy is actually fabulously gifted. I would say she is probably holds the land speed record of learning this method. She just blasted through the program a while ago, and is excellent. She's an amazingly talented individual. Now, while anybody can learn this, if you have natural talent, it makes it easier to learn it. And Lucy certainly has a natural gift that she has applied in learning this skill. She's an incredibly dedicated and generous spirit, is all I have to say about her. I asked her, what would you be willing to do? And she offered to give 10 sessions.
That is so beautiful. So talk about what the sessions are like, and do they have to be done in person with Lucy or over the telephone?
Thank you. Over the telephone, over Skype, is fine, absolutely fine. This is the power that makes worlds. There's no limitation of space-time. And you can go in person to her healing space, which is, I'm not exactly sure where it is, actually. It's in the Bay Area somewhere. Or you can, by phone or by Skype, have these sessions. Now, as to what happens in a session, they are widely variable, because here's what really occurs. The client comes with an intention or several intentions for healing. What is it that they would like to work on? Anything is fair game. Physical issues, mental issues, financial issues, emotional issues, spiritual issues, interpersonal issues. It's the stuff of life, you see, because our soul has a plan for our lives. So when we come into alignment with our soul's plan, our lives start to work and our issues start to resolve. So person will come with their intentions for healing. Lucy will create sacred space through a process that we have been trained in, and then she will merge her energy. It's almost like she dissolves her energy and becomes one with the client, as we truly all are. We are all truly one, and so she just lets go of the illusion of separateness, becoming one, and then we call it pointing your intuitive channels up. She puts her focus up to the guides, to the client's guides, to their personal guides, and begins to ask, what is it that needs to happen right now for this person's life to come into alignment, for this issue to resolve? And then a process begins. We never know what will occur, but it's always going to be interesting. It could be childhood traumas that come up that have to be released, or even past life traumas that have to be released. It could be something from the soul contract the soul's plan for the life that needs to be addressed, needs to be let go of, or needs to be focused on. It could be that she needs, that the person needs just assistance from the healers on the higher dimensions, where they will just literally come in and make physical changes, kind of like psychic surgery. We never know what's going to happen. The point is, we don't have to know. We don't decide anything as the healer. All we decide to do is create sacred space, open up to the client's guides, and ask the guides what to do. And they lead us step by step by step through the process. And when we're working with someone, we ask them to give us feedback as we're going. How's that pain? Is it getting better? There's always some good signal that we can latch on to. If a person has physical pain, this is a method that works extremely well with physical pain, especially chronic pain and chronic diseases that aren't responding to anything else. It's almost always a soul life plan issue. So the process is engaged in step by step. It can take an hour to an hour and a half. That would be an average session length. And when the client feels complete and the guides feel complete, then the practitioner, Lucy, simply creates a sacred seal, which we have been taught how to do. She separates her energy back out, calls it back. The gift has been given. Now we are complete, separating back out. Each person is sealed in light and love, a golden bubble of light, and the bubbles are drawn down into the divine plan, and it's complete.
I love that. And listen to this. Lucy Belknap is offering this healing for the first 10 of you who call her absolutely free of charge. And as Lynn said, this can be done over the telephone. So experience this method for yourself. Lucy Belknap can be reached by phone at 510-847-8393, 510-847-8393. The book, The Lightworker's Healing Method, Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, is going to be out in bookstores in the very near future. But you can right now download 3 chapters free. They're available on the website, lightworkersmethod.com. Lynn also has a freely shared online introductory class. It's 80 minutes in length, no cost, accessible through the website, lightworkersmethod.com. Participants will experience with various ways of sensing subtle energy, receive an energetic transmission to help you in your own life, and visit the higher dimensions to make contact with your personal spirit guides and receive their loving help directly. Remember that I am having Lynn on this summer in order to alert you early to the fact that she's going to be here in our listening area. That's in the San Francisco Bay Area at the IONS Retreat Center, teaching level 1 of this healing modality, November 3rd and 4th, and level 2, December 1st and 2nd. For more information and to register, go to lightworkersmethod.com. And again, that's available right there on the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. Just simply go to seeingbeyond.com and click on calendar, go to today's date, and you will be able to link right directly from seeingbeyond.com. We've got more, including I want to know from Lynn McGonigal, what is the Lightworker's Healing Method's goal? What is the overall goal for not only Lynn and her practitioners, but for all of us? That's next, right here on Seeing Beyond. Therapeutic hypnosis. You've heard about it. You've read about it. It changes lives. As a certified hypnotherapist, you can make a difference in your own life and in the lives of others. To learn more about this valuable training, you're invited to a free open house on Wednesday, August 1st at 6:45 p.m. at my alma mater, the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. So call them at 650-321-6419 to register. That's 650-321-6419. Or visit them online at pasoh.com. All of that information, of course, is listed on the guest page on our Seeing Beyond website. Thank you. slow down. Relax. Be peaceful. Go to sandraspianomeditation.com to purchase CDs or download this exquisitely beautiful music. Read the testimonies of listeners who have benefited from this relaxing music. Go to sandraspianomeditation.com to hear and learn more. Or call 510-852-4894 for a private piano meditation session in your home. That's 510-852-4894. The next time you reach for the wine after a rough day, you picked up a coloring book instead. Martha Soria's Sears book, Colors for Life, is not just a coloring book or art exercise. It is a Let's Make Life Better workbook. This book is about self-discovery through coloring. It offers exercises that teach us to translate our internal dialogue and use it for improving our lives and ourselves. Get ready to discover the quickest, simplest, and most enjoyable way to decipher your internal dialogue and use it to bring out your personal healing, clarity, and peace. Colors for Life, a workbook by Martha Soria Sears. And you can buy it at colors-for-life-book.com. That's www.colors-for-life-book.com. Welcome back. I'm Bonnie Colleen here with Lynn McGonigal. She is the physical dimension founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method. They call it LHM. And it's just such a pleasure to have her with us. You know, an increasing amount of scientific evidence continues to support the link between a healthy mind, body, and soul. LHM can be used to heal the whole person and transform dis-ease to health and well-being. Professional practitioners of many healing modalities have given their practice a new dimension by incorporating this work. They have found that their clients experience deeper, lasting life changes. LHM includes a practical self-care program so the practitioner is energized and simultaneously healed, not drained, but healed by healing others. I think that is so important. Well, you know, we're going to go to this increasing amount of scientific evidence because a lot of our listeners have that kind of left brain tendency that you do too, Lynn. So we're going to talk about that. But first of all, the goal. What is the Lightworkers Healing Method's goal?
Well, our goal for each individual person that we touch in any way is to help that person live the life that their soul came here to live. Before we were born, we all have a plan. We know what we want to accomplish. We're convinced that we can do it, or we believe that we can do it, you see? And then we're born, and things are harder than we think. It usually doesn't go exactly according to plan. I've never worked with anyone whose life has gone exactly according to plan. The mode seems to be that we bumble and stumble our way along to success, eventually. Mm-hmm. However, along the way, if you notice, so many people are suffering, they're really sad, they don't know why, nobody's saying, look, you're not living your life. People are saying, why don't you take these drugs? You must be depressed. And when the body starts to get sick, it's the last signal, you see, that something is seriously amiss, and the body is saying, change something now, you're not living your life. So this is why Lightworkers Healing Method works so well with physical disorders, because as we bring the soul back into alignment with the soul's plan for its life, issues resolve, the life starts to heal. So our goal for each person is to simply help them come back into alignment with their soul's plan. But our overall goal, Connie, is more than that, because the more people there are who are living their soul's plan, the more the world heals. When we each do our part, the world transforms. We don't need everybody to be living their soul plan. We just need the human equivalent of 100 monkeys. Do you know that story?
I sure do, but you can retell it briefly for our listeners who may not.
Ah, good point. Some kind of monkey was living in the Japanese islands. On this one particular island, there were about 100 monkeys. There are a lot of islands in the Japanese archipelago. And all these monkeys started washing their food before they ate it. No other monkeys had been washing their food first. And these monkeys on this one island started washing their food. And when 100 monkeys started washing food, all of a sudden, all up and down the archipelago of Japan, all the monkeys started washing their food.
That's just amazing.
Yes.
The 100th monkey. I love that true, scientifically proven story. And speaking of science, you know, it's always nice to have science backing up what we metaphysicians have known all along. So talk a little bit about what I mentioned earlier, that an increasing amount of scientific evidence continues to support the link between a healthy mind, body, and soul, and how LHM can help with that.
Well, I think for one thing that comes to mind, my sister is a neurophysiologist. She has her PhD in neurophysiology and has taught brain structure at the University of Toronto Medical School. She's recognized as an expert on the cerebellum, and we were having an interesting conversation in which she was saying that they recognize that chronic pain is linked with depression. And from their way of thinking of it, which is not my way of thinking of it, this is all caused by some malfunction of the brain. So they're recognizing the link between mind, which they're defining as brain, spirit, which is the depressed part, and body. This is how science is thinking of it. It's not how I think of it, but it is how science is thinking of it. Did that make sense?
Yes, And, of course, we've been talking about that a lot on Seeing Beyond, and you even brought that up with your own issues of chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, that you felt like a lot of it had been, well, you put it in your own words, that it was more than a physical illness, although it certainly had its physical symptoms.
The way I think of it, Bonnie, is that because I was not living my soul command, no matter what I tried to do to get well, it wasn't working, even though I was eating right and sleeping right and exercising and meditating and doing all the things that should result in vibrant health, I was not living my soul plan. So I was not getting healthy.
I love that. And this method of yours, the Lightworkers Healing Method, LHM, has so many practical aspects to it. I'm hoping we get a time during this last segment to talk more about that. But first of all, I see that you have something called a Soul Plan Challenge on your website. Talk about that.
Yes. It has three levels. We call the basic level simply coming into alignment with your own life plan. Commit to discovering and living your personal soul plan. We ask people, will you take the basic soul challenge? Remember, the universe loves you and wants you to be joyful. You have a plan. It includes challenges, of course, but your soul intends to rise above the challenges. Your soul intends to have a life of joy. As you're living your life plan, you should feel peaceful. Everything's unfolding as it should. You should feel joyful because you're doing what you came into a body to do. And so the basic challenge is, will you commit to discovering and living your personal soul's plan?
Now, you can help us to even heal from childhood traumas, to heal from past life traumas. But you say here that you can even help people working with our, listen to this, Seeing Beyond listeners, our future lives. We just have a couple of minutes, but talk about that, Lynn.
This is one of my favorite parts of this amazing system, which I don't consider myself the creator of, you see, and so I feel like I can say in all humility, this is an amazing system. Higher dimension beings created this and dropped it through me into the world. And I assume that other people are doing the same thing around the world, and I just don't know who they are. But here's the underlying phenomenon of working with future lives. We are eternal beings on an eternal growth path. We're getting wiser, getting stronger, getting better. By definition, at some point, we will have mastered the challenges of today. Yes? Nothing else makes sense. So all time is now. We simply learn how to reach through time to connect with the future life in which today's challenges have been mastered. We ask that future life to help us. We open the doors and draw in those vibrations of mastery to resolve the challenges now, because we already have resolved them in the future. Does that make sense?
It does, because, you know, time doesn't really exist, which is, I suppose, a topic for a whole other program. Well, the good news is Lynn McGonigal is coming to our listening area in November and December. The other good news is that she's going to be back on Seeing Beyond, where we can talk even more about how we can truly find out what our soul is wanting for us. And she's going to be back on Seeing Beyond on August 25th, Saturday, August 25th, from 9 to 10 a.m. I hope you can be with us then. And again, she's got a new book that is coming out in the very near future, but you can download the first three chapters absolutely free. Just simply go to Lynn's website, lightworkersmethod.com. On there, she has a freely shared online introductory class. It's 80 minutes long, no cost. Again, accessible through the website, lightworkersmethod.com. She's going to be here at the IONS Retreat Center in the Bay Area teaching level one of this healing method on November 3rd and 4th. Then level two is December 1st and 2nd. More information and registration available, you're right, on Lynn's website, lightworkersmethod.com. Now, this is the very exciting part. One, the only San Francisco Bay Area LHM certified practitioner is Lucy Belknap, and she is offering a free healing session to the first 10 of you Seeing Beyond listeners who call her. Experience this method for yourself. Lucy can be reached by phone at 510-847-8393, 510-847-8393. Lynn, it has been just an absolute delight to have you here with us. I can't wait for our next interview because I've got about 45 other questions to ask you. My curiosity is so piqued, not only with your work, but with the philosophy behind it. Lynn, thank you so much for having been here.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's been a real joy.
We'll hear Lynn again, as I said, on Saturday, August 25th, 9 to 10 a.m. In the meantime, I hope you all will continue to see beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen.